Random House Audio presents Don't Put Me In, Coach. My Incredible NCAA Journey from the End of the Bench to the End of the Bench by Mark Titus. Read for you by Tyler Seipel. Prologue. I woke up on the morning of August 28, 2009, in Windsor, Ontario, with groggy eyes and a pesky morning wood I couldn't seem to get rid of. Undaunted, I crawled out of bed and slowly made my way down the hallway to the bathroom. I positioned myself in front of the toilet, lowered my underpants, and emptied a stream of urine into the bowl, although nearly half of it ended up on the seat. Sucks for whoever has to clean that up, I thought before flushing the toilet and returning to my room, where I crawled back into bed and played a game on my cell phone for at least a half hour. Yes, August 28, 2009 started like most days typically do for me. Little did I know, though, that by the time I got back into that same bed later that night, it would certainly end up being anything but a typical day. I was about to start my senior and final season as a walk-on bench warmer for the Ohio State basketball team, and I was in Windsor because our team had traveled there a couple of days earlier to play the University of Windsor and the University of Western Ontario in a few exhibition games. Even though it was still the off-season and most American college basketball teams weren't allowed to practice together yet, we were able to play in Windsor because of an NCAA rule that allows teams to make international trips during the off-season once every few years to play foreign competition. And yes, teams are permitted to go just about anywhere in the world on these trips. Yet we chose to go to a place that was 5 minutes away from America and, at just a four-hour drive, was literally the closest foreign soil to our campus in Columbus, Ohio. In other words, this was an international trip in the same way that OJ was not guilty. I wasn't buying it.